Hey, welcome to the show. Happy Monday, happy game day. Are you ready for the clash of the Bills and the Broncos? Have you ever had a game where the result goes to the extremes? I saw on, I'm sorry, on X, I was about to say Twitter. I saw on X this morning a video from the NFL Network, and it said, if the Bills win, are they back to being Super Bowl contenders? But then you have the other side of the coin. If the Bills lose, are the playoffs out of reach? I don't think I remember in the history of the Bills where a game that wasn't a playoff game seemed to be the extremes with the result. So we'll see tonight. That would be nice if they could be Super Bowl contenders again, but I don't have that confidence that we were so used to. But, you know, it was only for a few seasons. Like, I still, I'm old enough to remember the drought. There's a lot of Bills fans that will probably be at the stadium tonight that didn't watch a game during the drought. But, all are welcome. But I still remember the drought. So, like, I've never been someone who watches games with a bunch of confidence. But it does seem like any of that confidence that was hanging around, especially with a lot of the other fans, is gone. But we'll see tonight. I still have faith that the Bills will turn this around and make a playoff run. What will they do once they're in the playoffs? I mean, that depends what team shows up. But, hey, I've had a really good football weekend. The Hokies are a game away from being bowl eligible in a season no one thought that would happen. So I think the Bills will cap off a good football weekend for me. And excited to be down there. Make sure you bundle up, right? Is it going to be colder than the Giants game? The Giants game hit us because we had such warmth that week. And then, the Giants game at night and it's freezing. We're going to hit the 30s. So just make sure you have that extra layer on. And hopefully the tailgate's good. And let's go out there. Now, I'm a little under the weather, if you couldn't tell by my voice. All right? And I've noticed a lot of people just a little under the weather lately. Have you noticed this? More and more people sick. And this is something that's been going around. And I was telling, it was either Lucas or Jimmy. They both were in the control room this morning. I was telling one of the two, maybe both of them. When other people are sick, I always have this feeling that I'm not going to get sick. Because for the longest time, I wouldn't really get awful reactions. Lately, Mazurowski pointed this out. Lately, I have been a little more sick. I hope everything's okay. I just usually wouldn't have awful reactions to illness. Okay, like if I had a cold, it's a little congestion. And that's how I feel today. But, this has been going around. My son was seemingly congested. We had to get those little, people might be eating their breakfast, but if you've had a kid, how you get the snot and boogers out of their nose, and we won't go any further than that. Then my wife's been sick for like a week, and I'll be fine. I'm not going to get sick. It stops at me. Well, this morning, have you ever woken up with congestion and a stomach ache? It's not good. It's Bills game day. It's a Monday night game. I'm off of work tomorrow. I want to have fun at the game tonight. And like now I'm doing the struggle of, am I going to even, I'm going to go, right? I'm not tapping out 11 hours before kickoff. But is it the responsible thing when you're already feeling under the weather to go to the game? And like at what age do you, I know I ask a lot of at what age questions. At what age do you actually maybe let a little congestion or, a cold, the flu, when do you finally let that maybe take you out for a game, right? And maybe rest. But here's my thought. Bills game tonight. Have fun. Enjoy it. You're off of work tomorrow. Tomorrow is the get better day, right? Hydrate. Take your vitamins, and then maybe Wednesday we'll wake up feeling better. But it does seem like things are going around. And hey, I understand COVID's still a thing. You don't. I don't need a letter from the Department of Health. I get it. But it is annoying when anytime you have a little congestion, and I mean like, you know, sometimes you might have a flake of pepper go down the wrong way, and then you get that kind of congested sounding after you sneeze it up. And some do you have COVID? Can we stop? Can we stop asking everyone who has a cold in November in Buffalo if they have COVID? I'm getting kind of sick of that question. Like, it's not 2020, okay? We know COVID's a thing. People know COVID. You don't need to ask me if I have COVID. Like, every time I have a cold, again, in Buffalo, where temperatures are going all over the place, weakening our immune systems, I don't need to be asked if I have COVID every time I have the sniffles. Okay? Or every time I sneeze. Oh, my, is that COVID? Here's the answer. No, it's not. Move on. If I was feeling, you know, down and out, if I didn't have the energy to come to work, I probably wouldn't come to work, right? I probably wouldn't be out. But if I'm shopping, you know, and I'm getting some pasta and I sneeze, I don't need some stranger going, "Do you have COVID?" I don't need the person at the gym on the elliptical next to me taking their headphones off and going, "Is that COVID?" No, it's mind your own business. We're working out here. Come on. 803-0930, star 930. I want to know what's going around your house. I'm not trying to joke about COVID, because I do know COVID's going around. I've heard several people talk about having COVID in the last few weeks. So I know it's going around. Forget about COVID. No, I know it's going around. The flu's going around as well. I've had zero people ask me if I had the flu. By the way, I'm just saying, I've had zero people ask me if that cough, that sneeze was the flu, that sniffle into the microphone. I've had very few people ask if that was the flu. Had a lot of people ask if it was COVID. So 803-0930, star 930 is the first question. The questions are, okay, you're a little congested. Are you still going to the game? What would it take to stop you from going to the game? Because maybe I need a different mindset, but for me, I am, hey, even if I had a slight fever, I'm probably still going to the game, right? I'm still going to go to the gym after work. I'll feel 10 times better after working out. But what would stop you? Like, what is the illness that you say, maybe I'm taking off work, maybe I won't go to the game. Maybe I'll call my buddy and say, let's not do drinks tonight. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. I'd be very interested in what's going around your house. Because, like I said, there is a bug making its way around the Beamer house. Hopefully by the weekend, that is gone and we're all feeling better. And like I said, I know a lot of people are just worn down. It does seem to be in November when most people are sick. You know, when you've had that 60 to 20 to 30 to 50 to 45, it does seem to be this month. And I'm just in a bad mood today. I hate to call people out, but there are most people know how to blow their nose, sneeze into a napkin or to a tissue. But have you ever run into somebody or worked with somebody or gone to school with somebody who is, when they are sick, they are just an absolute mess, sneezing on the keyboard, just snot dripping out of their nose, blowing their nose into their sleeve? Now, some people might say I'm a germaphobe, but I'm sorry. There is nothing more disgusting than someone who just, when they, and again, if this is you, maybe you take off a few days. Maybe you stay home. Like, if your snot is ending up on the keyboard and on the computer screen because you have a cold, you know what? For you, cold's a good reason to call in sick. Because that is just, especially in a setting where maybe you're working a cubicle or you work in a conference room, right? You're usually in the conference room at the beginning of the day. And you've got the person who's just, when they get sick, they get sick. And again, God bless you, right? I feel bad that every cold is a huge episode. But that's a talk you need to have with your boss and say, you know, is there something I can take home? Because I don't want to leave a layer of snot on my desk and my part of the conference table. I now that more people are coming back to work, I think we're remembering this and remembering, and we're seeing what bothers us about other people. And again, I'm not judging because I know I've been a disaster when sick and walked into work and probably annoyed everyone. So I can put my hand up for this. But like, if you're listening to me, you're at an age where you know yourself, right? You know how you react to certain things. You know what a cold's going to do to you. Like, in my opinion, and again, this is just my opinion. In my opinion, you know that about yourself, right? You know that you can't get the tissue in time and you're going to sneeze all over the place, right? Maybe just, you know, take a lot of vitamin C and you stay home. Maybe it's a Price is Right day for you. Because I got to tell you, if no one else has told you, and I'm glad people have told me when I'm like, hey, Joe, maybe you should just go home. If that's you, like if you can see the remnants of your sneeze in your workplace, no offense, no one wants you there. No one wants you at work. So let's just do a kindness. Take a day off, right? Take a day off, hydrate, maybe bring some work home if you can do that in your field. But I every place I've worked, except for here, obviously, Jimmy, I'm not, you know, there's no one here that does that. But every place I've worked before BEN, there was always the person that was just sloppy sick, right? They were just always, and again, that has been me. There have been times where I've had a cold hit me very bad and, you know, red in the face. I can't keep both eyes open. Just snot uncontrollably coming out of my nose. And you know what? I should have had better self. I should have recognized that better, okay? And I should have called myself out and not gone into work. I feel like by 25, I knew if I'm going to be annoying with my illness at work, I'm not going to go into work. Like, that's going to be, even if I feel I can get the job done, even if I feel I can still perform close to 100%, I'm not going to come into work. Not, and no offense to anyone, not because I'm worried about getting other people sick. I don't want to disgust people. Like, I don't want people to think when they see me at work again, oh, there's Joe. Did you see his computer when he had a cold? So that's my PSA. Right? That's my public service announcement. Unfortunately, I don't follow the same guidelines for going to Bills games. I would call myself out of work before calling myself out of a Bills game. Maybe that's my maturity level, but I would probably still go to the Bills game even if I was what I just described, and maybe that's the problem. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. I also, like I said, also asking what's going around your place. Has there been an illness? Has the illness stopped with someone? Is there someone that lives with you that you are annoyed with because every time or mostly every time something goes around the place, they somehow don't get it? Like they have the best immune system? I would say here, that person's Jimmy. Jimmy is never sick. I've never seen Jimmy sick. Jimmy, when he had COVID back in the day, sent a Snapchat and he didn't. To be fair, I didn't feel sick when I had COVID either, so maybe that's just the COVID strain we had. But like, Jimmy is never sick. I've never known Jimmy to have to blow his nose or walk around with tissues. I don't even know if I've heard him sneeze. Like, he is, and Jimmy, I love you, so don't take this the wrong way, but Jimmy's the annoying person. Like, if something goes around work, it's stopping at Jimmy. Everyone at WBEN, KISS 98.5, 107.7 The Wolf, WGR, 1400, Everyone here could be sick, and somehow Jimmy would still walk in, you know, singing and with a pep in his step while everyone is just getting over the worst cold to come through the station. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because Jimmy's in great health, great shape, great health. He's got a good immune system. But he's that annoying person that everyone here could be sick. Jimmy's not getting sick. And I know people, you go home, maybe there's four of you, right? And there's just that one person that just never seems to be sick. You're like, how are you not sick? Three of us were, in 3 weeks, all had this bug go through us. And you're sitting there with no issues. So who's that person at your house? 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. And then I want to talk about something that I know I've harped on. Something I know I've dwelled on. And people are going to get upset. And I'm going to get called names on the text board. Like I got called names on Twitter or X yesterday. But Congressman Brian Higgins stepped down. Or is going to step down. He's still in Congress this morning. He's going to step down in February. And I thought he said something that I have been saying for a long time. And is it ever going to come to the point where people are sick of making themselves miserable? Because the political divide in this country is ridiculous. It's insane, actually. It's absolutely insane. And the fact that there are people who want to play into it, there are people who actually want the divide to be even deeper. And it's the same people that will tell you, we're losing the country, right? Or this isn't the country I grew up in. Like, well, you're part of the problem, right? I mean, if what you want is to just disagree with everything someone says because of the letter next to their name, well, yeah, that's not the country anyone grew up in, right? I mean, I'm only 35. I grew up in a country where both sides were able to work together. That has been the problem. That has not been the issue, I'd say, in the last 15 years, right? I would say probably this started toward the end of the Bush administration. Definitely ramped up during the Obama administration. And, during Trump, during Biden, we have just seen this deepening divide in America. I mean, we have a president now who said he was going to be the unifier in chief. I'd say he's done nothing but also deepen the divide. I think it's something that happens on both sides of the aisle. I think both parties are responsible. And I just, what surprises me more than anything, it's not the politicians, right? They're all trying to campaign. And Brian Higgins is 100% correct, right? I mean, the most members in Congress these days are doing nothing but trying to restart their campaign. And I think that's why the two-year term needs to change. We need term limits. But if you're a member of Congress, 18 months out of your term, you're running for re-election. I mean, and you're trying to get your name out there, right? I think the two examples of this on both sides of the aisle, you've got AOC. I mean, she wants to be, in the spotlight. She wants the TV time. And I think on the right, that person's Matt Gaetz. I really don't believe Matt Gaetz really cared if Kevin McCarthy worked with Democrats or not. He just wanted to get on CNN and NBC and Fox News. These are people, I don't know how much they care about the constituents. They care about FaceTime. And I think the congressman is correct. I think AOC and Matt Gaetz, they're the same person, just with different political beliefs. But the divide in this country and the normal people, right? The everyday people who don't work in politics, who've never worked in politics in their life, but will play into the deepening divide, to me is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Right? Yesterday, last night, Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback for the New York Jets, if you've never heard of him, okay? And he's been quite vocal the last few years, all right? He was vocal against vaccine mandates, which I think, I agreed with him. He's been vocal in his support for RFK, which, hey, that's fine. I don't care who you support. I don't make my judgment on a person by who they support politically. But the hatred for Aaron Rodgers, literally the guy for half the people on social media, Aaron Rodgers can't do anything right. Because for half the people, it goes back to, hey, he spoke out against COVID. Just like Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley can never do anything right ever again with half the people in this country. Because He spoke out against the vaccine. Like, that was somehow a political point. But politics, it's gotten into our sports. It's gotten into our entertainment. That is just nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And I think Congressman Higgins was completely correct when he said, when he talked about the divide, and he talked about Congress, you know, there are members there that they're not there for their constituents, they're not there for their region, they're there for FaceTime, they're there to advance their political career. And at the end of the day, we're the ones who lose. Like, and you're not making, the country's not coming back to what you grew up with if you're just going to keep hating people because of the letter next to their name. I want to talk a little bit more about that. I know I harp on this a lot. People are probably yelling at the radios. Hey, call in on the sick thing if you don't want me to talk about this. but it's true. And we're seeing it more and more. And you're not going, I'm going to tell you this right now. You're not going to get anywhere if you can't compromise. You're not going to get anywhere if you can't talk to someone. Steve Roberts made a great point. You know, when you sit next to someone at church, does it matter what their political party is? If you say yes, you are part of the problem. We're back after this. Okay. People can't take a joke. And that's actually part of the problem in America today. The whole beginning bit about people asking if I have COVID, is this someone, call Dr. Gale to the radio, okay? I don't have COVID. That was the joke. I'm sick of people asking because I sneezed if I have COVID. Let me just say, I work with other people. I am mindful of other people around me. I don't have COVID. Stop with the text saying I have COVID and I'm putting my at-risk workers. Give me a break. I don't have COVID. Stop with the, it's that, come on. We can't even joke anymore. The whole point was not every time you sneeze or have to blow your nose, is it COVID? That was the whole point of the first 20 minutes of the show. Sorry. We can't joke. I apologize. No, I don't have, to the three texters who were so concerned, I don't have COVID, okay? It's a cold. It's November 13th. We get colds in November. My gosh. Some people. Yes, I did test for it, okay? My wife's a teacher. We have a ton of tests under our sink. She tests herself, so she doesn't go to work sick. You don't think if I did have COVID, I would, you know, send the text in? I love my job, but I also love sitting on the couch watching The Price is Right for 5 days. So, yeah, I'm a responsible person, and I'm not sneezing in people's face. You know what else is bad? Getting the flu. Hell, getting a cold is annoying. No one wants to get sick. I'm just, the point of the beginning monologue was, I'm sick of people asking me if anytime you might sneeze, you might blow your nose, you're congested, if it's COVID. That was the whole point, okay? My gosh, some people. 803-0930, Star 930 gets you on the show. So we're talking about... We're talking about Congressman Higgins. He said that he is going to step down in February. We will have a special election. Here's what Congressman Higgins had to say yesterday.
This situation got really bad in January. And it gets worse moving forward. And you watched it play out, you know, the whole issue of the speaker thing, changing the rules, the performative nature, you know, somebody's in the back of the House chamber yelling expletives while the President of the United States is delivering the State of the Union address where 40 million people are watching. That individual is not one of 435 that is caring about their constituency. They just want to get on television so that they can fundraise. And it's really come down to that. You're seeing a lot of members have announced that they're leaving. And I think that will that will continue.
And I have to give credit to the congressman. He did call out both sides. He said something that you would never hear these days, right? You look at some of the replacements for Congressman Higgins, do you really think State Senator Tim Kennedy would ever say there are good Republicans? Do you think those words would ever come out of his mouth? How about Mark Poloncarz? Do you think Mark Poloncarz would ever say there are good Republicans? I'd actually say Mark Poloncarz might, there's a better chance he would than Tim Kennedy. So I thought that was refreshing to hear, because guess what? There are good people on both sides of the aisle. And we can have our political differences. That's, I get into this all the time. 803-0930, star 930, your comments on what the congressman had to say. And also, do you, how do I phrase this question without setting it up for me getting getting some troll callers? What, in your opinion, can be done to fix the divide? Because we're going to have a divide in opinions, right? And that's what makes this country great, is that we all have different opinions, that we're not all the same, that we don't just follow the talking points of the people in charge. That's what makes this country great. But we got to be able to get along. You know, one of my best friends in the world, he's been my best friend since high school. His wife and I could not be any further apart politically, okay? I mean, there are some things that she believes politically that I think are just absolutely on the crazy scale, okay? I'll say it. I've told her as much. And she thinks that about me. But we're able to have conversations. We're able to be friends. We actually talk with each other about politics, knowing that the other one is completely different. Why? Because we have respect for each other. We're friends with each other. That's how it works. That's how it's supposed to work. Steve Roberts brought it up. You know, growing up, his late wife, her family, Democrats, established Democrats, they were close friends with a prominent Republican family. And you don't hear about that as much anymore. And when you do hear it, you've got both parties saying that person, oh my gosh, that's a, you know, it's a rhino or whatever, a Democrat in name only. Do they call them? I don't know what they call Democrats in name only. But you hear that just because, why? Because they talked? You know what I mean? Like, you're not allowed to be friends with someone because they're in a different party. We're not allowed to show that, you know, we might have our differences, but at the end of the day, we can come together as a country. Now, I continue to say it's sad that it took 9/11 for us to be united. And I really hope it doesn't take another attack on this country to realize at the end of the day, we're all Americans. And if you're sick of me beating that drum, well, I'm not going to stop beating that drum. We got to stop looking at the world by the party next to our name. I mean, if I looked at the world, you know, if you're in a minor party, you're probably saying, well, I can't look at the world. But we got to stop looking at the world like from our party. We got to stop electing people who are going to Washington to represent the party. You're supposed to represent the country. You know, hey, this might be a newsflash to you guys. I don't agree much with the president of the United States right now, right? I didn't vote for him. But does that make me love America any less? No. At the end of the day, I'm American. You know, 2024, I hope Joe Biden doesn't get reelected. But this doesn't change my love for this country. Also doesn't change the way I vote. And Congressman Higgins, again, there's probably nothing politically we agree on. And that's fine. Doesn't mean I don't respect the guy. Doesn't mean I don't believe that in his heart, he was doing what's best for Western New York. I think he's a good man who cares a lot about Western New York. We have a political difference of opinion. Doesn't change if he's a good person or not. And you know what? Just because someone might be more politically aligned with me doesn't make them a good person. You're not a good or bad person based on your politics, but it seems like that's the point we've gotten to. We've also gotten to a point where you can't call anyone out from the other party. I mean, just a few weeks ago, I said some unfavorable things about Matt Gaetz. Now, Matt Gaetz and I probably agree on 97% of things politically. But I am no fan of Matt Gaetz in the way that he conducts his seat in Congress. I said something along the lines criticizing him holding up Congress. I got called a liberal. I mean, number one, that's just insane. It's really a stupid way of thinking, but that's just how divided we are. Like, you can't even criticize someone on your own side of the aisle, and you can't talk favorably about someone on the other side of the aisle. Or, you know, you lose an election, people want you out of Congress. They'll run a write-in campaign against you. Like, it's gotten to the point where politics are toxic. And that's not supposed to be the case. It's also not supposed to be something you talk about all the time. I mean, there are people here in Western New York who have no idea. There are people, I'll just be honest with it. I'm just going to say, there are people here on the political left in Western New York who have know nothing about me, right? They don't know a thing about me. But they hear me when I talk politics on the radio. And they've made the case that I'm just this awful person because politically I disagree with them. Now, again, most people, you know, I don't care what they think. I mean, they don't leave their computer all day. But, you know, that's pathetic, right? There are other hosts here on the station where people have made their opinion about that person because of their politics. That's no way to judge someone. It's just, it's kind of sad to where it's gotten here when it comes to politics in America. And again, I think Congressman Higgins, as much as I disagree with him politically on most things, I do think he was a good guy. Or he is a good guy. I mean, he's just stepping away from Congress. He's still with us, right? And I have respect for Congressman Higgins. Now, again, did I vote for Congressman Higgins? No. Right? But I have respect for him. And I think that's okay, right? Now, it'll be interesting, this special election that we keep talking about, because you have someone like Congressman Higgins, who, again, I think was usually a party line voter, but would be able to get along with Republicans, would be able to talk with Republicans. You see some of the names now that are mentioned for that seat, and I just don't see that kind of respect for the other party, right? I don't see Tim Kennedy having the same respect for the other side as Brian Higgins has. I could be wrong. I would say the same about Mark Poloncarz. I mean, if you go to Mark Poloncarz's social media, anything wrong that happens in the world is Republicans' fault. You know, that's a common thread on his Twitter page. So it's a sad state of where politics are. You know, obviously, Joe Beamer in Buffalo isn't going to change it with a one-hour conversation point. Congressman Higgins isn't going to change it by leaving. But you can be very committed to your political beliefs. I believe I am. Right? You can be committed to your political beliefs, but not have to hate people who disagree with you. And like I said, we're seeing too much of that. I mean, Aaron Rodgers spoke out against vaccine mandates, and now he's a villain every time he's on national TV to half the people on social media. Why? Because he has a difference of opinion with you. I mean, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So now Aaron Rodgers, who's a great NFL quarterback, is going to be judged because he didn't want the vaccine? Or he's going to be judged because he supports RFK? I mean, really? We're letting it creep into sports that much? We're letting it creep into entertainment? I don't know. I hope it's got to change eventually. We cannot keep having this deeper and deeper divide politically. And we have to find a way to get back to, yeah, I disagree with this person, but, you know, we play softball. Or I disagree with this person, but when we get together, we don't talk politics. We go to church together. When we're sharing or passing the peace, we're not talking politics. And I think we've all seen that in church. You know, like, I don't need to know who this person next to me voted for. We're in church together. That's enough, right? We got to get back to that point. 803-0930, star 930. What do you think? Now, someone says, sounds like you want to live in an echo chamber. That's completely the opposite of what I'm saying. Because I think that's part of the problem, right? People put their social media together and they only follow people who agree with them. They only follow news sources that will confirm everything they believe. That's a huge problem. I think it's definitely played into the deepening divide. You know, I mean, you go to my Twitter account. Yeah, I follow a lot of people who agree with me, I'll be honest. But I also follow people who I know disagree with me. Why? Well, because I want to know what the other opinions are. I want to know what the other angles of the top stories are. I've always said this. I don't need confirmation of what I believe. I know what I believe. I know what my opinion is. But I do look to see what the other opinions are out there. What's another way of looking at this? Because it will either confirm how I think or make me question the way I think. So I'm saying the absolute opposite of what this person's saying. No, I do not want an echo chamber. And I think we need to get rid of echo chambers. I think on social, well, I don't think social media under any kind of limitations or whatever. So never mind. I was going to say for every something on the right, you have to follow something on the left. But I don't think we should be regulating or, putting limits on what you can or who you can follow. But you get the point. So that's all I have to say about that. Again, I wish Congressman Higgins nothing but the best. It'll be an interesting special election. You heard Kevin Hardwick say yesterday, could be a special election where the Republicans pick up a seat for a few months because low turnout. If the Republicans put the money in and get the candidate that can get the support, we'll see. Hey, if you're going to the game tonight, be safe, be careful. Have a plan to get home. Please be responsible. You know what I mean? If you're going to go to the game, yeah, enjoy a few beverages, but make sure you have a responsible way to get home. 2023, there's no excuse to make the stupid decision to get behind the wheel after drinking. We have so many ride-sharing apps. You've got the bus. You've got so many ways to get home, no matter where you are. So have a plan in place before you go tailgate tonight. Be safe, because we want you back here tomorrow. And we want you to be safe. We want you to be happy. Go Bills. Hopefully they can win. And hopefully they win in such a convincing way that tomorrow we're talking about them being back in the Super Bowl contender talk. I don't know what kind of win that will be. I don't know what that looks like. But like I said, NFL Network this morning, they were saying, Bills win. Are they back as Super Bowl contenders? Let's hope so, and let's hope it's a pretty convincing win. Hey, thank you so much for listening to BMaz and Beamer. Brian will be by himself tomorrow. We'll be back together on Wednesday. Hope you have a great Monday afternoon. The great David Bellavia is up next after the news with Lucas Buckley. Go Bills. I'll talk to you Wednesday. Brian will be here tomorrow, and David will be next.